This is Prophet Joshua D. Ryder, and I am a part of the Restored Government of God. I wanted to share a teaching with you today about the contrast between walking in the liberty of the Spirit and walking in the bondage of the flesh. I would like to start off by reading out of the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. I like the word here, stand fast, which means a firm, fixed, or settled position. We have been provided with everything necessary for the expression of perfect faith within the fullness of Jesus Christ. These necessary ingredients to experience IDCCST, which is the intelligent design for Christ-centered spiritual transformation, did not come through osmosis on an individual basis. Rather, God chose and prepared Chief Apostle Eric Van Andersack to bring forth the whole mystery of Christ that we may truly walk in the liberty of the Spirit. Jesus Christ is the record our faith is to follow, being the constant of the Father whom he originated from to establish a way of life, faith, that we too may be reconciled back to the Father. Therefore, we can see that as we place all confidence in our service to him, according to his holy priesthood, which is the knowledge and tokens of his fullness, that we shall stand strong in the faith, bearing forth fruit within the soul, for he changes not like the variables of the world, which was once our experience concerning our first birth. In order to walk in the liberty of the Spirit, we must be quick to stand fast with the sanctified knowledge and tokens of the second covenant, which his Spirit is effectual with, to bring about a divine change of nature within. This takes the labor of faith morning, day, and night, as we neglect not our tethering to the headship of Christ through his government, his truth, and his Spirit, through prayer, preaching, and prophecy, through the gifts, the callings, and the manifold graces of God. Faith requires of us to be in contact with all of these things in order to truly experience the reality of Christ, whereby we have been set free from the law of sin and death. I was reflecting on the effort of an Olympic athlete who chooses to perfect their trade that they may be the best in their sport. They are focused on doing what needs to be done to achieve this goal. Now, I am not going as far to say that we are as an Olympic athlete seeking after the honor of the world, rather that we are to follow the example of the chief elders and following the doctrine of Christ that we too may experience the honor which comes from God alone. There truly is liberty in abiding in the doctrine of Christ, that the expression of faith confirms Christ alone and not the rudiments of the world. The liberty which the Spirit expresses in this verse is that we have been justified to cast off the works of our first birth, which taught us the rhythm of the flesh, which generated bondage, as the words spoken through our lips watered the seeds of Satan's sowing and brought forth weeds and briars, which brought forth offenses and murder, seeing there is no good fruit in the kingdom of our first birth. I was just reflecting upon how charity covers a multitude of offenses. We read this in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. We can see that charity is the outflow of the inner working of the Spirit, bringing about the fruit unto the virtue of Jesus Christ. We are expressing charity through our expression of faith with the sanctified knowledge and tokens of the fullness of Christ. For it is in this labor of faith that the Father is well pleased, and his holy angels also delight in our labor as they bring forth gifts of grace from the Father, that our faith would continue to increase in brightness day after day as we continue to fight the good fight of faith upon the prophetic path of the Spirit. I would also like to point out the importance of our daily labor at the altar of Christ with these spiritual tokens, which have been sanctified for the expression of faith and for our reconciliation back to the kingdom of light. When we remain consistent in showing forth conformity and communication of Christ through all things he provided and made known through his sanctified steward, then we become not entangled again with the things of the flesh, which works with the natural man and holds no value in God's kingdom. We do not want to go back into a system which held us in bondage, seeing we have tasted of the fullness of Christ and the powers of the world to come. For to neglect a salvation as great as this for the glitter of the world would be foolishness, seeing the experiences of this world are fleeting compared to our experiences of the fullness of Christ, are eternal, and is preparing us to function in his bosom, being world without end. I am also reminded of the book of Joshua, chapter 6, verse 18. And you, in any wise, keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest you make yourselves accursed. When you take of the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it, we see the importance of not adding anything nor removing anything from what God provided for the expression of faith and the fullness of Christ. If we add or take away, we are then defiling the expression of Christ and will no longer experience the liberty of the Spirit, but rather will be entangled again by the bondage of the flesh. We gain the mind of Christ when we die to self, no longer trying to serve God according to the rhythm of the flesh, which has many options, with its endless variables, which only works sin and death and the members. Rather, we serve God on the narrow path of the record of Christ, being the constant which faith is tested by, to see whether we love or abhor the Father, and through the three seeds of faith, a relationship is formed, seeing we abide in the record of the Son, we learn of the witness of the Father. For the mind of Christ is not gained through the preservation of self. Therefore, we choose the going out of the light of the letter, that we may gain the brightness of Christ in word and in deed. I would like to end my exhortation this evening with a couple verses which I found edifying throughout this week while I have been reflecting and building upon the holy knowledge of Christ and reflecting on this exhortation to present for the for your edification. The first one is out of the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. We continue to labor with the grace and truth of the fullness of Jesus Christ through the knowledge and tokens of the second covenant. For by these things we remain strong in faith and fertile for fruit-bearing, whereby we increase his house with honor and virtue, which comes from him alone, who is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him after the due order of the doctrine of Christ. And I would like to go into the book of the Odes of Solomon, chapter 15, verse 6. I abandoned the way of error and went toward him and received salvation from him generously. When we keep our vessels full of faith through our daily labor with the power tokens of his fullness, we are able to face the contrariness that surrounds us, knowing we are serving the living God with perfect faith and bearing forth eternal fruit in earthen vessels as we endure until the end through faith and patience, according to the pattern he set in himself and revealed to the church through apostolic stewardship. We walk in full assurance of faith, not trying to make straight that which is crooked concerning our circumstances, but rather trusting the process that he has put in place whereby we experience regeneration of the soul and the renewing of the mind as we complete the cycles of our growth to completion by following the constant cycles of revelation, resistance, and reward. And I'd like to offer these two spiritual sacrifices of prophecy upon the altar of Christ as well. The first one is we stand in the justification of Christ when we continue to build upon the scale questions of Christ and through our labor of faith with all the tokens of his fullness. And the second spiritual sacrifice of prophecy. We walk in the perspective of his throne through our labor of faith with the knowledge and tokens he provided and the record of Christ, that we may walk in the justification of the Spirit, no longer being ruled by the record of the flesh. And that is the end of my teaching. I thank you for taking the time to listen. And once again, this is Prophet Joshua D. Ryder with Second Eighth Week Ministries. And I would like to encourage you to seek the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, for today is the day to enter into the covenant of Jesus Christ so that you may experience this liberty that is in him alone.